From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Messages of peace and unity echo across the nation today to mark what would have been the 82nd birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. The tribute performed by musician Stevie Wonder helped cement the establishment of a federal holiday 25 years ago in honor of the slain civil rights leader and his legacy. President Obama, the country's first African-American president, reiterated King's message today.
Dr. King obviously had a dream of justice and equality in our society, but he also had a dream of service, that you could be a drum major for service. You could lead by giving back to our communities.
President Obama observing the holiday at a Washington, D.C. area school. More upbeat news from the medical team treating survivors of the Tucson, Arizona shootings. They say two more patients are listed in good condition. Meanwhile, Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who's in serious condition from a head wound, continues to show progress. NPR's Jeff Brady reports Giffords had to undergo surgeries over the weekend.
There were two surgeries performed on Saturday, a tracheotomy, and then another surgery to repair some damage done to her right eye. There was some damage to the roof of the eye socket, and they wanted to wait about a week or so to do that surgery after the shooting until Congresswoman Giffords' condition had stabilized.
NPR's Jeff Brady. Haiti's political crisis has become more complicated after former dictator Jean-Claude Duvalier's return from exile. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports from Port-au-Prince that Duvalier, known as Baby Doc, is now staying in a luxury hotel in the capital.
The former president-for-life Jean-Claude Duvalier got a hero's welcome when he landed at the Port-au-Prince airport. Hundreds of young men chanted his name into the evening as they waited for him to emerge from the terminal. Many people in the crowd said they were welcoming him back because life was better in Haiti under Baby Doc's strict regime. Amnesty International, however, has called for him to be arrested and charged with human rights abuses and crimes against humanity. Baby Doc and his father, Francois Papa Doc Duvalier, collectively ruled Haiti for almost 30 years. Starting in 1957, they brutally crushed their opponents. Baby Doc was forced to flee the country in 1986. This is the first time he's been back in 25 years. Speaking on local radio, Duvalier said he's come back not for politics, but to help rebuild the country. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
Apple CEO Steve Jobs is taking medical leave again. He notified employees in an email that he will remain CEO of the multimedia device manufacturer. However, Apple's chief operating officer will run the company day to day while Jobs focuses on his health. U.S. markets are closed for the holiday. This is NPR. Arts advocate R. Philip Haynes, Jr. has died in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. As NPR's Paul Brown reports, Haynes was a major force in establishing arts councils across the U.S. and in starting the nation's first standalone state school to train students in the arts.
Philip Haynes was a self-described rich kid, scion of the Haynes family, famous for producing hosiery and underwear, who became enthralled by the arts and public service.
He got deeply engaged in the early 50s and just gave his life to it.
That's Milton Rhodes, who Haynes once hired to direct the Arts Council in Winston-Salem, which had started as the nation's first in 1949. Rhodes recalls Haynes energetically promoting the arts and establishment of arts councils across the country.
He felt that creativity was the basis of the American potential.
Today, there are some 5,000 arts councils nationwide. Philip Haynes was also a key organizer and financial backer of what is now the University of North Carolina School of the Arts. Paul Brown, NPR News.
Haynes was 84 years old and had been in declining health. The GOP Majority House votes Wednesday on whether to repeal President Obama's health care law. Analysts say it has virtually no chance of passing in the Senate, where Democrats hold more seats. WikiLeaks says it has documents from a former Swiss banker who alleges the data details attempts by prominent figures to evade taxes. Today in London, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange appeared with Rudolf Elmer at a news conference where the materials were handed over. Elmer alleges the account holders include wealthy celebrities, lawmakers, and business leaders from the U.S., Britain, and Asia. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.